A lot of little advantages you can't see often add up to big advantages that you can see, in other people and other things at least. If you want to get a big advantage in yourself, you've got to be able to see your little weaknesses and your little advantages and make use out of them. I'll explain this more using this Call of Duty game video play where I played through this match. I got 35 kills on the other team and they only killed me 8 times. So what I'm talking about in terms of a big advantage, you could say, is my perceived Call of Duty skill. The fact that it could take more than 4 of them to kill me, and that you would look at it and say, okay, you're just good at the game. Am I really good at the game? Or do I just have a lot of little advantages that come from self-knowledge that then add up into an observable big advantage? The purpose of sharing this with you is that if you can see how a big advantage you might see in something else is a collection of small little advantages and self-knowledge, then you might be inspired to apply this same line of thinking to yourself. To see that if you want an observable big advantage on something, like if you want to be better at Call of Duty, you want to make more money, you want to have a better relationship, then the key to that is finding all the little areas within and getting to know yourself. So I'll give you the example of my Call of Duty gameplay. And you'll see that I just kill person after person after person in the game. And it looks easy. You might think, oh, you're just good. Well, I would offer that I'm not any better or worse fundamentally. I've got a lot of little advantages that help me to look good. So let me explain some of those now. First and foremost, the biggest advantage you might say outright is that I've played a lot of video games before. I've spent thousands of hours with a controller in my hand or the keyboard and a mouse playing video games before. So it's primarily experience that you're seeing. I've played tons in the past. And with almost anything in life, it's really that simple to be good, is to have tons of experience. And yet, I see other people who've played this game more than me. I see other people who've played a lot more video games than me that don't produce nearly the statistics, at least, or that don't outwardly look that good at the game. And even just a year ago, when I was playing Call of Duty, I was lucky to even take out one person for every one person time that I died. So it's not just experience. And experience, I would say, is the biggest single advantage that you can have in anything. And yet, you've got to know yourself and put a bunch of little advantages together and minimize your weaknesses as much as possible if you want to make your experience count for something. So what I've done in the last year is I've got to know myself as a gamer, know my equipment as a gamer, and know my game as a gamer. And that self-knowledge has helped me to fix a lot of the little weaknesses I've had and turn them into a big advantage that you can see. For example, I have a controller, and I can pick it up and show it to you here. I have what's called an Elite controller. It may not look much different than a regular Xbox controller. It's the new Xbox One Elite that I bought. And I got an Elite controller with it. So the controller itself is slightly different than a normal controller. It has one little advantage on it, these little triggers on it. It has an option right down at the bottom to lock down the controller so that when I pull the trigger on the controller, it has about half the distance, or in other words, half the resistance of a regular controller. So the time it takes me from the moment I decide, from the moment my fingers clench to pull the trigger, to the moment the Xbox registers that the trigger has been pulled, is just a little tiny fraction smaller than the regular controller. By itself, not a big advantage. Let's talk about another little advantage. That controller is a little advantage. My monitor, I have a BenQ gaming monitor. I used to use a big TV monitor and then a computer monitor. There's two little advantages here. First, my BenQ gaming monitor is designed for gaming. It's a low latency monitor, meaning the time between when the Xbox sends out the signal to the monitor and when the monitor actually displays the signal to me, there's a little bit less delay in it than you'll find in a lot of other monitors and TVs. A few milliseconds. So that means my screen is a few milliseconds faster than a lot of other people I'm playing against. By itself, not a big advantage. Second, I'm using a computer monitor that I'm sitting as close to as making this video for the camera. I used to use a TV that I was sitting 5 to 6 feet away from. It's easier, I've found, for me to play better when I'm sitting closer to whatever I'm trying to see, because it's easier for my eyes to pick out fine details. When I'm trying to sit farther away, I often have to wear glasses or contacts, and then it takes a little bit longer to recognize little tiny details, little individual pixels. So what you'll notice if you're watching this gameplay is my reaction time seems to be extremely fast, that I very quickly notice some pixels that are out of order. Part of that is sped up by sitting close to the monitor. So those are three seemingly small advantages: the controller, the monitor, and then where I'm sitting relative to the monitor. When you add those advantages up, those are a significant collective advantage. And then if you start figuring things in, like I have my internet hardwired in, I'm using the Xbox 360 Elite console, which allows my game to load a little faster and to play a little bit smoother. I also record most of my games, so I know that I am potentially being watched, which is another little advantage. I noticed one day when I went to the gym to play with my friend, we were playing racquetball, and there was a group of students who were about to go into class, and a lot of them were young, attractive girls, and I noticed both of us took our gameplay up to a whole nother level. It was like we suddenly became professionals. We were playing absurdly well because we knew people were watching us. We were both trying to show off. And as soon as the students entered the classroom and they weren't watching us play anymore, we both kind of went back down to normal play. So having recording my game, I know that people might watch my game. I'm essentially trying to show off a lot. I'm trying to show how good I can play. So if you add all those little advantages up, you're talking a huge advantage collectively. I often have as much as a tenth of a second advantage on another play. And if you notice, a lot of these things in the game happen in the space of a half second or less than a second. And sometimes even a tenth or a twentieth of a second difference is gigantic in terms of reaction time. All of these little advantages make it look like I'm a better player than I really am. All these little advantages are an indication that I've looked at all the different details and I'm continuing to look and see where I can optimize my play better. If you want to be good at anything, if you want to have a big advantage in terms of anything else in life, getting to know all the little individual parts that make up the whole, that will allow you to maximize the big thing you're looking to maximize. And it will help you see there is no big thing. It's all little things. My Call of Duty play is all a collection of little things. There is no big thing. They're all a reflection of all the little things combined. Today I pray to recognize that my life is full of all little things, that each moment individually, that works to add up to the whole of my life, that there are no big things to worry about, all little steps to be taken. I pray that I remember that no step is more important than another step, because each step leads to the next step and is based on the last step. So anything I think is a big step is simply full of lots of small things to know and do. I pray that you have the same chance today to have a new insight into anything you're trying to do better in your life, to see that you don't have to look for any magic solution. All you have to do is get to know yourself, know your surroundings, and be open to learning about life And you can produce what look like miracles, what look like big advantages, just by looking around you and learning about what you're doing with an open mind. Thank you for watching this. I value your feedback on it. And I hope you have a great day today.